Namo myo ho renge kyo, namo myo ho renge kyo, namo myo ho renge kyo. New chapter in the BDK translation of the Lotus Sutra. The predictions for those who still have more to learn and for those who do not. So this would be predictions for Sravakas and Bodhisattvas. No matter who you are, I think we always have something to learn. But some of us are quite accomplished, and we may think we have nothing more to learn. But this should be an interesting chapter. This is what I'll say as a preface. So here we go. At that time, Ananda and Rahula thought this. Now, Ananda and Rahula, personal relatives of Shakyamuni, right? Siddhartha's extended family. So we've gone from great disciples now to actual family members who've been following Shakyamuni along for the last 42 some years, and as Buddhists, they knew him before that. Quote, the delight we would feel if we were to receive our predictions in is constantly before our minds. Again, you've already received the prediction. You simply have to follow the Bodhisattva, the Buddha way. But no, still this clinging, craving, attachment thing. What are you going to do? He's got to tell us. He's got to tell us that we will be perfect or we won't believe it. Really? This is the conviction and resolve part of our practice that Nichiren hammers on all the time. Single-mindedly meet Buddha. Don't wait for Buddha. It's not going to come from some cloud or outer space. Buddha's not going to hover into your room one night on a lotus blossom and say, you're enlightened. It goes against everything that Buddhism says from the very beginning, right? It's our mind. It's our decision. It's our resolve. It's our doubts and it's our confidence that makes this happen. If you're waiting for it to come from someone else, somewhere else, something else, you don't get it. This is for you to accomplish. How many athletes would be in the Olympics if all of them thought, you know, one day it'll come, it'll just happen? Well, so you don't need to exercise, you don't need to repeatedly extend your physical abilities, your mental abilities. No, not necessary. I'll just pray for it. Yeah, it would be an interesting Olympic. All right. Then arising from their seats and going into the presence of the Buddha, they bowed until their foreheads touched his feet and spoke to him in unison, saying, O Bhagavat, we should also be qualified to receive our predictions. Wow, it's kind of a challenge, but both of us take refuge only in the Tathagata. Moreover, we are well known by the devas, humans, asuras throughout the entire world, right? Because they were doing a lot of propagation efforts. Ananda has always attended the Tathagata, preserving the treasure house of the Dharma. Do you see the attachment in those words? That Shakyamuni himself is the treasure house of the Dharma? That's a misunderstanding of Dharma. And also from where it comes, where it instantiates, where it is experienced. It's not, absolutely Shakyamuni's experiencing it. And he is a treasure of sorts as a teacher. But the storehouse of the Dharma, you see how they want to check out their portion of the Dharma? It's in you, Ananda. What the hell? Why doesn't he get that? So don't feel bad if you're struggling, right? This is one of the closest relations who studied for years and years and years, and he's still not getting it. And Rahula is the son of the Buddha, who you would think somehow genetically would be predisposed to understand. If the Buddha would bestow upon us the prediction of highest complete enlightenment, then our vows would be fulfilled and our wishes also realized. Man, it's frustrating, isn't it? Bestow upon us? Buddhahood isn't bestowed. You invoke it. It is within you. Shakyamuni repeatedly said, this is, well, we're not in the last, in the Hanuman portion of the Lotus Sutra. The Hanuman portion, the last 14 chapters of the Lotus Sutra, pretty much lay the hammer down on this kind of thinking. And I want to see if you pick up on it, okay? Because it's an incredibly important aspect. Nichiren focuses on it tremendously. Then 2,000 disciples, Sravakas, some who still had more to learn and some who did not, all arose from their seats and with their right shoulders bared, went into the presence of the Buddha. Attentively, with palms pressed together, hands folded, they gazed at the Bhagavat, all having the same wish as Ananda and Rahula, and stood to one side. Then the Buddha addressed Ananda, saying, quote, in the future world, you will become a Buddha called Sagara. Too many letters. A Tathagata, completely enlightened, perfect in knowledge and conduct, well departed, knower of the world, unsurpassed, tamer of humans, teachers of devas and humans, Buddha, Bhagavat. Okay, there it is. You got it. But notice he says in the future, because you're not getting it right now. Because I can't give it to you. It will be your effort that eventually brings you to this. He's not saying it that explicitly, and I don't know about the translation. Maybe it is in there in a way, but this translation makes it at least obvious time-wise that I'm not bestowing upon you anything. I'm making a prediction of something you will accomplish. What good is a prediction if you're not going to work toward it? It's you that's going to get there. So here's a little pat on the back. On your way now. Okay. You will pay homage to 62 kotas of Buddhas, preserve the treasure house of the Dharma, and ultimately attain highest complete enlightenment. So who's the storehouse now? He just flipped that around right back at Ananda. You are the storehouse of the Dharma, right? Further, you will inspire 20,000 of myriads of kotas of bodhisattvas equal in number to the sands of the Ganges River, causing them to attain highest complete enlightenment. What a wonderful, compassionate parent Shakyamuni was, yeah? He's giving his children exactly what they want to hear. He encourages them. Even though they're not quite hitting the mark, that's okay. He understands enlightenment is a process. It takes time. So that's another way of looking at this, right? Your land will be called Avanamita Vajnana Vajrayanta. Ooh, first time I've encountered that. It will be pure and the earth will be made of lapis lazuli. The kalpa will be called the Mano Jasna De. You've got to be laughing at me trying to say these words. The lifespan of this Buddha will be for immeasurable, incalculable thousands of myriads of kotas of kalpas. What Buddha? His Buddha-ness, it will have that influence into the future. His enlightenment will be such that it will affect his environment for immeasurable, incalculable thousands of myriads of kotas of kalpas. Or at least seem so, right? Their number would be incalculable, even if one were to count for innumerable thousands of myriads of kotas of kalpas. The true Dharma will abide in the world twice as long as his lifespan, and the semblance Dharma will abide in the world twice as long as the true Dharma. O Ananda, the virtues of this Buddha Sargadara Buddha Vikridita Raja Bijna will be praised by immeasurable thousands of myriads of kotas of Buddhas, Tathagatas in the 10 directions, equal in number to the sands of the Ganges River. The Ganges River is getting a lot of propagation in this sutra. Thereupon the Tathagata, wanting to elaborate on the meaning of this, further spoke in these verses. So let's see if we get a stronger clue as to what he's saying to Ananda. I now tell the assembly, everyone, that Ananda, the preserver of the Dharma, will pay homage to the Buddhas and ultimately attain complete enlightenment. He will be called the Buddha, very long word. His land will be pure and called the Ava, another long word. He will lead and inspire bodhisattvas in numbers equal to the sands of the Ganges River. This Buddha will be endowed, in other words, his Buddhaness will be endowed, with great virtue and dignity, and his fame, or not fame in a modern sense, but fame in an attitude preceded his, I don't want to say lore, what do you call it? I guess fame, but it's not so much fame as it is the words, can't speak this morning. His exploits will be well known throughout the world, right? Will fill the 10 directions. There it is. His lifespan will be immeasurable due to his compassion for sentient beings. You see? So the lore, if you will, of his affect and effect on his students will long surpass his lifetime, right? The true Dharma will abide twice as long as his lifespan, and the semblance Dharma will abide twice as long as the true Dharma. Countless sentient beings within the Dharma of this Buddha, the experience of his teachings, equal in number to the sands of the Ganges River, will plant the seed of the Buddha path. So he will have aided in creating or inspiring bodhisattvas out of all of his students. That's quite something. That's what we're trying to do, correct? At that time, the 8,000 bodhisattvas in the assembly, in whom the thought of enlightenment, bodhicitta, had recently awakened, all thought that, since we have never heard the great bodhisattvas receive predictions like this, why should the Sravakas now obtain it? Oh my God. These children. You've already attained it. Oh, but it sounded different this time. How come you didn't say that to us? This is a bit tiring, isn't it? But once again, demonstrating great compassion, Shakyamuni wants to tell all of these disciples who are really part of their questioning is because they're so dedicated to achieving what this great teacher is telling them. Still, it doesn't seem like they're quite understanding, does it? Then the Bhagavat, knowing what the bodhisattvas were thinking, spoke to them. He knows his children. Okay, now you'll want a bigger piece of cake. O sons of a virtuous family, the thought of highest complete enlightenment once awoke simultaneously in Ananda and myself in the presence of the Buddha Dharmagaga na Buddhagataraja. Ananda always wanted to hear a great deal about the Dharma, and I always made diligent efforts. So basically he's saying ever since his enlightenment, both he and Ananda felt a great presence of mind, yeah? Wanting to share this enlightenment. Ananda always wanted to hear the great deal about the Dharma, and I always made diligent effort. For this reason, I was shortly able to attain highest complete enlightenment, whereas Ananda preserves my teachings and in the future will uphold the treasure house of the Dharma of all the Buddhas. In other words, he'll finally understand that this is an individual personal practice. But his relationship to Shakyamuni is socially in the way. You could argue that that's an attachment and a clinging of a monkey mind, but it's a strong one, isn't it? How do you feel about your siblings or your relatives or your parents or children? It's not altogether inappropriate. You just have to understand it more profoundly. He will lead, inspire, and perfect the bodhisattvas. Since this was his original vow, he has obtained this prediction. What is your original vow? Do you remember? Ananda, while facing the Buddha in the audience, heard his own prediction and about the adornments of his land. His vow fulfilled, he rejoiced greatly at attaining such an unprecedented experience. With his unobstructed penetration, he immediately remembered the treasure house of the Dharma of the past immeasurable thousands of myriads of codas of Buddhas, as if he had just heard of it today. And he also became aware of his original vow. Thereupon, Ananda spoke these verses. The Bhagavad is truly extraordinary. He has enabled me to recollect the Dharma of incalculable numbers of Buddhas of the past, just as if I had first heard of it, the matter today. So he's finally getting a renge, isn't he? A deep insight into his own Buddha nature, which he didn't create, he didn't have given to him, it didn't float out of the air, it has been in existence since timeless beginning and in his own body and mind today, like it's brand new and always has been part of the momentum, the energy of life. That's what this is saying. He has enabled me to recollect the Dharma, the experience, of incalculable numbers of Buddhas of the past, Buddha-ness, moment to moment to moment, incalculable moments of Buddha-ness, just as if I'd first heard of the matter today. It's like, I finally get it. It's brand new, but it's always been. But now here it is. Wow. Right? I have no further doubts. I'm experiencing it. This is amazing. I've talked about it my whole life, but now, oh, that's what it is. I am established in the Buddha path. Yeah. So are you. So am I. Namo myoho renge kyo. I have become an attendant of the Tathagata. And as an attendant, I will preserve the Dharma of all the Buddhas using skillful means. I got to help other people make this renge, this realization. Self-realization, not other realization, not receiving realization, not finding being realization. Then the Buddha addressed Rahula, his son, saying, in the future you will become a Buddha called Saptaratna Padmavir Krama, a Tathagata, arhat, completely enlightened, perfect in knowledge and conduct, well departed, knower of the world, unsurpassed, tamer of humans, teacher of devas and humans, Buddha Bhagavat. You will pay homage to the Buddha Tathagatas, whose number is equal to that of the grains of dust in the 10 worlds, and you will always become the eldest son of all the Buddhas, just as you are my eldest son now. Karmic freight train, right? That's his tendencies and conditions. That's his parameters of being. Now, how he experiences that being is the whole question of Buddhist practice, yeah? The adornments of the land, the number of disciples led and inspired, the duration of the true and semblance dharmas of this Buddha will be just like those of the Buddha, the other guy, without the slightest difference. You will also become the eldest son of this Buddha, and after that, attain highest complete enlightenment. At that time, the Bhagavat, wanting to elaborate on the meaning of this further spoken verse. When I was a prince, Rahula was my eldest son. And now that I have perfected the Buddha path, he accepts my teaching as the heir of the Dharma. In the future, he will meet immeasurable kotas of Buddhas. Becoming the eldest son of all these Buddhas, he will wholeheartedly seek the Buddha path. All those Buddhas, moment to moment, moment. Buddha, 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 Buddha. Immeasurable, right? Go look up moment in the Buddhism reference. It's an unfathomably brief idea of time. And if they're happening one after another, you can't count that. I think I put a number in the book of how many moments would be in a second. And it's just, it's... You can't conceive of it. It's too large a number to fathom. And if you're chanting, each one of those moments is a seed of Buddhahood, right? An invocation of Buddha-ness. How many Buddhas is that? So that's why you hear this kind of rhetoric, yeah? He will wholeheartedly seek the Buddha path. Only I am able to discern Rahula's unseen practice. But now that he has become my eldest son, he reveals it to sentient beings. His thousands of myriads of kotas of merits are uncountable and incalculable. He will become established in the Buddha Dharma and seek the highest path. Which is what you and I are doing, right? We're enacting this very teaching. This is why we're Lotus Sutra Buddhists. This will become more and more clear as we go through this sutra. Then the Bhagavat perceived that the minds of those 2,000 people, some of whom had more to learn and some who did not, were sincere, mild, and receptive. They were all attentively gazing at the Buddha. The Buddha said to Ananda, "Do you not see these 2,000 people, some of whom have more to learn and some who do not?" Ananda replied, "Yes, I see them." The Buddha said, "Well, Ananda, all of these people will pay homage to the Buddha Tathagatas, whose number is equal to that of the grains of dust in the 50 worlds, 50 this time. They will respect, honor, and preserve the treasure house of the Dharma and will later all become Buddhas simultaneously in the worlds of the 10 directions. They will have the same name, Ratnaketuraja, a Tathagata, completely enlightened, perfect in knowledge and conduct, well departed, knower of the world, unsurpassed, tamer of humans, teacher of devas and humans, Buddha Bhagavat. Their lifespans will last one kalpa. The adornments of their lands, the number of sravakas and bodhisattvas, and the duration of the true and semblance dharma will be the same for all." Predicting enlightenment for everyone and their influence in the world. Thereupon, the Bhagavat, wanting to elaborate on the meaning of this, further spoke in these verses. "Now in my presence, these 2,000 sravakas have all received their predictions. In the future, they will all become Buddhas. The Buddhas they will revere will be equal in number to the grains of dust just mentioned above. Preserving the treasure house of the Dharma, they will later attain complete enlightenment. They will all have the same name and dwell in the lands of the 10 directions, all sitting in the exact same time, at the exact same time, on the terrace of enlightenment." They will attain the highest wisdom. All of them will be called Ratnaketu Raja. Their lands, the number of disciples, duration of the true and semblance Dharma will all be the same and without difference. Moreover, through these transcendent powers, they will save sentient beings throughout the 10 directions. Their fame will spread universally, and they will gradually enter Nirvana. Then the 2,000 people, some of whom had more to learn and some who did not, having heard their prediction from the Buddha, rejoiced ecstatically and spoke in verse, O Bhagavat, the light of wisdom. Speaking to Buddha, right? The light of wisdom, right? The ray of light. We have just heard you give us our predictions and our minds are full of joy, just as if we had been sprinkled with the Dharma of immortality. There's that word again. What is that? That's a release from, a liberation from the mortal samsaric attachment to physicalness. Right? They now get it. That's how we end that chapter. Now we're in chapter 10. Things are going to get more exciting. The expounder of the Dharma. This is what you can look forward to as a propagator. Ah, now we're getting to what you and I need to focus on. Okay, all of that was really wonderful. This predictions he's setting everybody up for, the actual methodology and how to proceed as a bodhisattva of the... They don't know it yet. We know, because we've already read the Lotus Sutra, and that's our practice. But he's getting to it. This is he's going to take another layer of the onion off so you can see... This is how it's done. It's a shift from what they've known for 42 years. Because the teaching part, right, the expounder of the Dharma, is very specific to bodhisattva effort. So this will introduce new things to them. So we'll pay attention as we read it. And I'm looking forward to that in our next video. In the meantime, deeply appreciate your study. There's a new document on Daimoku. There's two pages. It's a pictorial, and there's words, of course, but it's in our current language of understanding the complete pattern, if you will, the meaning of the Daimoku in a more modern sense, and it connects with the Buddhism reference manual and the second volume coming someday. It won't be that far away. I'm still building it. It's coming together pretty quickly, though, I must say. And in the meantime, you know, be kind. Take care of your health, right? Consider that everyone is not a separate being from you, that you're all really just slightly different formations of the same energy. What a spectacular, awesome thing that is. How different things can appear when in fact, they're all the same process, right? So, I appreciate you, proud of you in your practice. Stick with it, savor it, and I'll see you in the next one. Looking forward to it. All right, bye for now.